Wednesday, 38th week, Ordinary Time 2. The first reading from the letter to the Ephesians, chapter 6, verses 1 to 9. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you, and that you may have a long life on earth. Father, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up with the training and instruction of the Lord. Slaves, be obedient to your human masters with fear and trembling, in sincerity of heart, as to Christ, not only when being washed, as curing favor, but as slaves of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, willingly serving the Lord and not men, knowing that each will be requited from the Lord for whatever good he did, whether he is slave or free. Masters, act in the same way toward them, and stop bullying, knowing that both they and you have a master in heaven, and that with him there is no partiality. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 13, verses 22 to 30. Jesus passed through towns and villages, teaching as he went and making his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, Lord, will only a few people be saved? He answered them, strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. After the master of the house had arisen and locked the door, then will you stand outside knocking and saying, Lord, open the door for us? He will say to you in reply, I do not know where you are from. And you will say, we ate and drank in your company, and you taught in our streets. Then he will say to you, I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, all you evildoers, and there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. When you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourself cast out, and people will come from the east and the west, and from the north and the south, and will recline at the table in the kingdom of God. For behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. Relationship is a two-way street. People often demand others to be this way or that way, and if they do not get what they criticize others as stubborn or obstinate or hard to get along with, these people should sometimes look at themselves to see if they are the reason for the reaction from others. All good relationships require two ways, the actor and the reacted. The golden law states, if you don't want to be cheated as such, don't do that to others. Jesus even pushed to perfection. If you want others to do that for you, do that for others first. Today's reading gives us some examples to show that a good relationship demands right actions from both sides. In the first reading, St. Paul gave us two examples of relationships, first between parents and children, and second between a master and his slave, and what two sides must do to guarantee a good relationship. In the Gospel, Jesus pays a special attention to the relation between people and God. People are required not only to know God, but also to sacrifice for Him by fighting to enter the heaven through the narrow door and to witness for Him. Second analysis. First reading. Relationship is a two-way street. After cheating the relationship between Christ and the church and the relationship between husband and wife, St. Paul proceeded to treat two more relationships in a household. First, relationship between children and their parents. First, children duties. Paul listed two main duties of children, which are, first, obedience. Children obey their parent in the law, for did it right. Honor your parents is the fourth in the Ten Commandments. To help parents to fulfill God-given duties to them, children need to obey their parents. Obedience is so critical in all relationships. Second, respect. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and you may have a long life on earth. Respect parents is the condition to be blessed by God and to live a long life. The book of Sirach also taught, he who honor his father atone for sin. He stored up riches who reveres his mother. See Sirach chapter 3, verses 3 and 4. Parents' duty. Paul also listed two main duties of the parent. First, father, do not provoke your children to anger. The following can provoke children to anger: condemning children what they did not do, making them do unreasonable things, telling them to do things what parents refuse to do. Do not set good examples for them, despising or comparing them with other children. Do not love and care for them, etc. Second, bring them up with the training and instruction of the law. Giving divine instruction, training, and correction are parents' main duties. According to Prophet Ezekiel, if children are spoiled and lost due to parent neglecting of their duties, God shall demand parents of their children's blood. But if parents try to fulfill their duties and children are still lost, children are responsible for their sin. See Ezekiel chapter 33, verses 7 to 9. Second point, relationship between a master and his slave. We must understand this advice in the historical background of society at that time, so that we do not condemn St. Paul that he favored slavery policy. In the society at that time, slavery is accepted by most people. A master had a total power on his servant's fate. Even so, St. Paul still paid a special attention to a two-way relationship. First, the servant's duty. Since St. Paul taught that all power comes from God for the common good, so he advised servants to imitate Christ as he obeyed the Father. See Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 to 11. Third, obedience. Slave, be obedient to your human masters with fear and trembling, in sincerity of heart, as to Christ, not only when being washed, at curing favor, but a slave of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. Second, happily serving. Let willingly serving the Lord and not human beings, knowing that it will be requited from the Lord for whatever good he does, whether he is slave or free. Second, the master duties. According to the custom at that time, a servant had no right to ask his master for anything. But St. Paul advised a recent master must do the following two things for his servants. First, kindly treating. Masters, act in the same way toward them and stop bullying. If servants heartily serve their master, they must also kindly treat them with human dignity, not consider them as things to use. Second, do not threat. Knowing that both they and you have a master in heaven, and that with him there is no partiality. According to Paul, everyone is equal in Christ's body. See Galatians chapter 3, verse 28. Second, the gospel. Strive to enter by the narrow door. The third point. Strive to enter by the narrow door, because the larger road only leads to destruction. Many people would prefer the easiest way, the shortest route, but experience so such reference only lead to failure. Without discipline, a student or an athlete cannot be successful. This is true not only for an individual, but also for a community. Many people are so centered on God's mercy, they forget about God's justice. These people believe and embrace this universalism. Since God loves solo people, he will save all, including those who refuse to be saved. Jesus' message in today's gospel must be a warning for these people. Second point, The kingdom of God is only for those who put Jesus' preaching into practice, not just knowing him. Many emphasize knowledge about God. Jesus stressed these. He wanted those who only believe him in words. Then you begin to say, we ate and drank in your presence, and you thought in our streets. But he will say, I told you, I do not know where you come from. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity. Jesus also warned us a painful reality. There you will weep and clasp your teeth. When you see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourself turn out. And men will come from east and west, from north and south, and sit at the table in the kingdom of God. And behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last. Application in life. All good relationships require two-way dimensions. For example, the relationship between God and people, husband and wife, parents and children, or master and slaves. We must fight to enter the kingdom of heaven through a narrow door, because wide streets only lead to destruction. We must always remember that God is not only the God of mercy, but also of justice. Amen.